This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, another great day in Trump land. Gosh, I absolutely love Trump land. A lot of great things happening. Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio, Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast. See the shining sea in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor. Let's go to war. So I've got a commentary coming out Sunday. Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal and newspapers all over the great United States. As syndicated by Creator Syndicate. And I want to read you my commentary. It's President Trump, it's time to be bold. As if Trump isn't bold enough, right? Wayne wants him to be bolder. It's all coming up aces for President Trump. The wind is at Trump's back. Now it's time to act boldly. As the old wisdom goes, fortune favors the bold. First to the great news. The Trump economy is booming. No one anywhere expected the economic growth numbers out Friday morning. That was this morning, of course. It turns out the U.S. economy grew at a blistering 3.2% GDP, gross domestic product, that's economic growth, in the first quarter. That beat Wall Street economists' projections by a remarkable 50%. Trump just made all the experts look like idiots. This amazing economic growth came in the quarter with a 35-day partial government shutdown that ended in January. It came while media headlines screamed about Russian collusion and impeachment. It came as economists and liberal politicians warned that Trump's trade wars would damage or kill the economy. It came as the rest of the world is mired in recession. That's right. Virtually every other economy in the world is in recession. While Trump's tax cuts and slashing of regulations have turned the U.S. economy into the envy of the world. Thank you, President Trump. Trump is starting to feel it. He has the momentum. He has the confidence. He has his mojo back. The world is Trump's oyster. He won with his national security emergency. Trump will build his wall without any help from Congress. Days ago, the Supreme Court ruled Trump can detain illegals indefinitely while awaiting asylum hearings. Experts are confident, based on the Supreme Court justice's reactions, Trump is about to win a major victory with his citizenship question on the census. And most impressive of all, the Trump administration just indicted a liberal activist Massachusetts judge who helped a twice-deported illegal alien escape from ICE in the middle of her own courtroom. Yes, a sitting judge was just indicted for conspiracy to obstruct justice, obstruction of justice, aiding and abetting, and obstruction of a federal proceeding. Now that's bold, President Trump. So it's time to strike while the iron is hot. Clearly, President Trump is emboldened. Here are two executive orders Trump should issue immediately. A bold President Trump should issue immediately. First, Trump needs to mandate government-issued photo ID for all federal elections. I believe millions of illegal aliens are not only voting, but being encouraged to vote by the Democrat Party and countless leftist organizations. And I've got the proof on my cell phone from the 2018 election. Democrats and multiple Soros-funded voter organizations had me obviously mistakenly on their text list. They were clearly begging illegal aliens to illegally vote and to illegally vote multiple times in Spanish. They hounded me day and night in Spanish. Now that's real collusion and conspiracy between Democrats, leftists, get-out-the-vote organizations, and illegal aliens to steal elections. No wonder Democrats want open borders. Trump needs to end Democrat voter fraud once and for all. We desperately need voter ID. I believe a president of the United States has every right and responsibility to issue an executive order to ensure election integrity. He certainly could order voter ID for federal elections, then request an expedited ruling from the Supreme Court before the 2020 election. Secondly, Trump should issue an executive order demanding the immediate arrest of any public official who provides sanctuary for illegals. Just like that Massachusetts judge, public officials are sworn to uphold the law and the U.S. Constitution. They swear on a Bible. Politicians and officials of sanctuary cities and states are breaking the law, obstructing justice, and aiding and abetting criminals just like that judge. The rule of law is all that matters. If politicians are aiding and abetting lawbreakers in sanctuary cities and states, they should be arrested just like that judge. It's time to send a message. It's time to set an example. America is a nation of laws. It's time to uphold the rule of law. Mr. President, you're piling up victories. It's time to be bold. Fortune rewards the bold. You're a gambler. Go for it. My column coming out in Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal, recommending two swift executive actions. Number one, to mandate government-issued photo ID for federal elections. And number two, to arrest the mayors and council people and supervisors who are in charge of sanctuary cities and sanctuary states. It's time to go bold. And by the way, it's interesting because I bragged in this article how great it was for all of us conservatives that Donald Trump has finally done something that I've wanted for so long, and that is to arrest this judge that illegally aided and abetted a criminal in her courtroom. Not only a criminal, but a criminal is in the country illegally on top of being a criminal. And so wasn't it nice the way I tied that in with going after public officials who believe in sanctuary cities and sanctuary states? It's the same thing. If you can get the judge on charges of aiding and abetting and obstruction of justice for helping an illegal, then you can get Governor Gavin Newsom for aiding and abetting and obstruction of justice. You can get the mayor, Libby Schaaf, of Oakland for aiding and abetting and obstruction of justice. All of them. Send them all to prison. Get Mayor de Blasio, New York. Walk him out of Gracie Mansion. Perp walk him out in handcuffs and leg irons. It's time to put them away. And it's time to put the fear of God into commies. And interesting timing. At the exact moment that I write that column, I see this come out. Sanctuary Airport, King County Airport in Seattle, is banning ICE detainee flights. King County International Airport, otherwise known as Boeing Field, which is just a few miles south of downtown Seattle, will begin banning flights from ICE used to transport illegal alien detainees. Folks, it's time to arrest, to perp walk and put in leg irons all the people who run King County and the King County Airport. Simple as that. Here's one guy's name. Here in King County, we're a welcoming community that respects the rights of all people, says King County Executive Dow Constantine. My executive order seeks to make sure all those who do business with King County uphold the same values. Our goal is to ban flights of immigrant detainees from our publicly owned airport, and I hope members of Congress shine a light on this practice and how it's currently funded. So there's victim number one. You got to go arrest. I shouldn't even use the word victim. That makes it sound like somebody did something bad to him. He's the bad guy who's done something bad to America. America's the victim. So here's criminal number one, King County Executive Dow Constantine. Got to put him in prison. Perp walk him out in leg irons and handcuffs. And no sooner I write that commentary, got to find you this article because this is a great article. Here it is. Thousands of illegal aliens to march nationwide for a right to drive without a license. Thousands of illegal immigrants are planning to march in 12 states on May 1st, demanding they be allowed to get driver's license. I'm surprised they're not doing it on Cinco de Mayo. Why didn't you wait for May 5th? Cinco de Mayo! Let's have a party! Let's tell everyone I'm an illegal and let's march. I think it's perfect, because now there's the place where the police and ICE should be and border control should be to arrest them all. You wonder where all the illegals are in America? They're marching openly on May 1st. Let's go arrest them. They want people to stop being arrested for driving without a license, and they demand they be allowed to get a license. And you know why they're marching on May 1st instead of Cinco de Mayo? May 1st is May Day, when leftists, anarchists, and socialists tend to march for whatever their pet cause of the moment happens to be. Unbelievable. While many of the marches are aimed at granting illegal immigrants the ability to obtain driver's licenses, the campaigns in Georgia and Indiana are focused on demanding the stop of arrests for driving without a license. The group is also demanding they be able to leave the country and come back, despite the fact they're not citizens and have no right to be here. We're demanding permanent protection from deportation for the 11 million. First of all, there's the first horrible liberal lie. For the 11 million undocumented immigrants, a new study came out. The number isn't 11 million. It's probably between 20 and 30 million. It's nowhere near 11 million. That 11 million number is from like 15 years ago, and they're coming in by the millions per year. Just last month, March, 150,000 came across the border. Are you kidding me? 11 million. So they want protection from deportation, the right to travel freely to visit loved ones abroad, and the right to be treated with dignity and respect. Wow. That's amazing. That is amazing. And let me give you my experience. In Nevada, we passed driver's license for illegals. And when I say passed, I use that word loosely because I don't remember anybody passing it. I remember Governor Sandoval just giving it to them. I don't know if anything ever passed. I don't think there was a vote. I mean, the governor just awarded it to him. The stupid moron, rhino Republican governor, Sandoval, awarded it to them. And ever since then, we've never won another election. Republicans can't win a single election in the state once you give illegals driver's licenses. A, you've turned off Republicans. They don't want to vote for you. They think you're a moron. They think you're a coward. They think you're a traitor. And B, all the illegals that get driver's licenses register to vote, you numbnuts. They're all voting. They've outvoted us in Nevada. And the only way we're ever getting Nevada back is, look, my flagship station is 790 here in Las Vegas, KBET. Anybody listening in Vegas, hear me very loud and clear. Please give this message to all the people that run the Nevada Republican Party. Never, ever, ever again will Republicans win any race in the state of Nevada until you get national voter ID for federal elections. Now, you'll still lose a lot of local elections, but guess what? On the year that you have a federal election like 2020, we will sweep. Republicans will sweep to victory in Nevada because all the illegals will stay home. Even though it only applies to federal elections, in a federal election year, they got to come and vote in local elections. We will win back the state assembly. We'll win back the state of Senate. We will win the governor. We'll win the lieutenant governor. Governor, we win everything. But you need voter ID. Otherwise, never again. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream. And he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Speak with Wayne. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne on the road, War now. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of this show. Fordham's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to a $200 per share stock, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham Resources is the new baby of Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. How's that for credibility? Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. Please visit FordhamResources.com for a complete review of the company. FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR. So welcome to the show. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and this is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, son of a butcher, patriot, America first, America second, America third, America forever, capitalist evangelist, always appreciative of what this country's done for this SOB. I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the USA. It's time to take on liberals and Marxists and socialists and progressives and globalists and communists and America haters and Muslim sympathizers and godless abortion murderers. What time is it? It is wartime. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser, and I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KPET, founded by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Fred Weinberg of USA Radio, president founder, gave me my start in national radio and syndication. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources, main title sponsor of the show. It is the most caller-friendly show in America, 833-WAR-TALK. Call anywhere in America, toll-free, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. My website's rootforamerica.com. You can reach me, wayneroot@gmail.com anytime. That's my email, wayneroot@gmail. And you can find my tweets on Twitter, at Real Wayne Root, at Real, R-E-A-L, Wayne Root. All right, as I told you in my opening commentary, the U.S. economy grew at 3.2% in the first quarter, smashing expectations, and the single biggest reason for that 3.2% clip was the shrinking trade gap. The new trade gap shows more and more people are buying products, Americans are buying products in the United States from American manufacturers, and more American companies are shipping their goods overseas than ever before, thanks to Donald Trump. Thank you, President Trump. It is a great first quarter, and I don't know what Democrats are doing other than screaming for impeachment because they're ready to blow their brains out. You know, they're on suicide watch. The entire Democratic Party's on suicide watch. Got to give them a straitjacket and a hug from mommy and put them in an insane asylum with soft rubber walls because they don't know what to do or say because Trump is right about everything. And here's what Trump said today. Trump said, I'm guilty. I'm guilty of being a great president, and the Democrats don't like it. There's a title for a future Wayne Root commentary. Donald Trump is guilty. He's guilty of being the best damn president in modern American history. I can't say he's the best president ever, because, I mean, George Washington is right at the top, right? And Abraham Lincoln, and who are some other really great ones? Thomas Jefferson was a great one. But, I mean, Donald Trump is Ronald Reagan was a great one. I'm a big fan of, I can't think of the name now. It was like 1920. Who's the president of 1920? I can't remember his name now, but Coolidge. There it is. Calvin Coolidge was a great president. Thank you, Chris. Calvin Coolidge was a great president, in my opinion, because he took a terrible recession and turned it around in a matter of minutes with a tax cut. My kind of guy. And then Hoover came along, raised taxes dramatically. We had the greatest depression of all time. So Hoover's the moron and Coolidge is the genius. But the president spoke with reporters on the South Lawn before departing for Indianapolis, Indiana, to give remarks at the NRA convention. And he said, I'm guilty. I'm guilty of being a great president. And they just don't know what to do about it. And he's right. Democrats don't like it, which is a shame, he said. We did nothing wrong. The only thing I did is make our country stronger, give it the numbers like people have never seen before. We're doing this country financially with the military, with our veterans. If you look at our veterans, we now have veterans' choice. Nobody's ever done what I've done in their first 2 years. And you know what? Liberals think that's some sort of joke and exaggeration. No, it's the truth. And Trump also says there's massive Clinton-Ukraine collusion allegations. And they are big and they are credible and they will be reviewed by the Attorney General of the United States. And I got to tell you something. That is perfect. It makes perfect sense. You know why? Because Democrats follow Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky said, look in the mirror, whatever you see, blame the other guy. They were involved with Russian collusion up to their hips, up to their butts. And so they blame Trump for exactly what they were doing. And the Baltimore mayor is in such poor health. Her attorney says she's not lucid enough to resign. That is your typical Democrat. There's Exhibit A for Democrats. They aren't lucid. They're all insane. They've got mental illness. They've got Trump derangement syndrome. Not even capable of resigning.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
War now.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At the National Rifle Association convention in Indianapolis, President Trump says Chris Cox, Wayne LaPierre, and Oliver North are three Second Amendment champions.
And I'm a champion for the Second Amendment, and so are you. It's not going anywhere. It's under assault. It's under assault, but not when we're here. Not even close.
President Trump will be holding a campaign rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin on Saturday night. USC is making changes to their admissions policy regarding student-athletes amid the college cheating scandal. The coach will have to verify that the student is being recruited for his or her own abilities, and rosters for that student will be audited. Avengers Endgame is already setting opening night records. Thursday night previews of the superhero movie have already set a Marvel record at $43 million. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We'll be right back.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
I always tell you how insane liberals are. You know, a man set himself on fire on Pennsylvania Avenue right in front of the White House today, and the North Lawn was cleared. What a whack job. A guy in a scooter. So I guess he's a handicapped guy. When they say a scooter, I assume they mean, you know, basically a wheelchair. Set himself on fire in front of the White House. He was operating an electric wheelchair-type scooter, it says. When officials say he set his jacket on fire, immediately met with uniformed division officers who put out the flames and administered first aid, the Secret Service said in a separate tweet, taken to an area hospital, treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Wasn't even good at what he was doing. What a wacko. What a mentally ill whack job. Must have been a typical liberal. Just let him out of the insane asylum where he was hanging out with Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They have gold and credibility. 35 years in business, over $2 billion in transactions, discount gold, silver, and precious metals firm. You know you need gold and silver. Everybody's got to have some gold and silver. You got to have some in your safe, some in your safety deposit box, some in your IRA account. Because we're in a world filled with crisis, chaos, collapse, recession, wars, terrorism, debt crisis, spiraling out of control all over the world, $22 trillion in America, and more all over the world. You need wealth insurance, but you got to buy it from a company with credibility and integrity, a friend of Wayne Allen Root, a friend of the show, and you got to buy it at a discount. Tangible Investments wants to prove to you, if you deal with Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. So call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. You don't even have to buy anything. You call for free, and if you qualify, you get $199 gold coin free. Call 800-780-9000. Tell them your friends at Wayne Root. 800-780-9000. They love the fans of the Wayne Root Show and Friends of War. 800-780-9000. Call Tangible now. All right, we got our guest here, Derek Hunter, columnist for Town Hall, contributing editor for the Daily Caller, host of the Daily Caller podcast. I dare you to say that five times fast, the Daily Caller podcast. And he's here to talk about the top stories trending at dailycaller.com. Derek Hunter, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm doing well, Wayne. Don't worry, I can't even say it one time slow, so three times fast. An Olympic event, I think.
Olympic event, there we go. You win the gold medal for doing that one. The greatest thing in the news today, here's what's really weird. I've been talking about this for years. I'm on record since 2011, 2012, saying that we should ship all the illegals to the Upper East Side of Manhattan and to Georgetown and to Cambridge and to Beverly Hills and Malibu and Great Neck. And I'm on record on my TV show on Newsmax TV. I have the number one show, and every night I say, we need to ship the illegals to the Democrats' homes. Let them climb over the walls of Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein and Barack Obama. And now it turns out I was going to write the column this morning. I did, by the way, but I was waking up planning. That was I had 10 things on my board, and I decided last night that was the one I was going to write, that Trump should send them all to Democratic districts and bust them right in front of Democrat leaders' homes and liberal judges' homes. And I wake up, and I see it's the biggest news story in America. He's talking about it. I was in a state of shock. It's a great idea, even if I don't say so myself. It's a fabulous idea. We need to bust them all, but it's never going to happen, right? They'll never let us do it.
Well, I don't know. Obama shipped a lot of illegals to kind of red states and red areas. So there is a case to be made. I think there's a moral case for shipping them to the bluest of blue sanctuary cities, because these Democrats for years have been telling us not only are the sweet, nourishing illegal aliens our moral betters who commit fewer crimes than we do, which, of course, is a lie, but they're also a boon to the economy, Wayne. They're the best thing to happen to the economy. Without them, our economy would collapse. So these cities like Baltimore, like San Francisco, like San Jose, Chicago, their economies could use a little help. We could boost them up. We could say it's an economic stimulus package. And we're doing it out of love for our liberal brothers and sisters, and ship them in there, and they surely should have a parade, or they're horrible racists, I would think. If they're not greeted with some sort of ticker tape mess, they're obviously racist. So I can't imagine that unless these people have been telling us lies, which I couldn't possibly believe for a second, they should be more than happy to see the dramatic drop in crime rate and the incredible boost to their local economy.
And yet I saw just today, A, that Nancy Pelosi was livid over this and screaming about it and blaming Trump and saying what a terrible person he is. Why? You don't want them, Nancy? And B, in the budget, they put some sort of, Democrats put some sort of clause in the budget that says you can only send illegals to specific shelters that are certified that they can handle them just so they couldn't be jumped on their streets in their Democratic districts. Does that make any sense to you, Derek Hunter? I thought they want them.
No, it doesn't make any sense. But then nothing about this makes any sense. Actually, we're talking about relocating the people that are released. There's the catch and release program. You're only allowed to keep, especially if they come across the border with a child, you can only hold on to them for a little while. Then you have to get a pinky swear from them that they'll show up in 18 months to their court date.
We've and they never do.
They never do. But they're released right into the wild, pretty much wherever they want to, wherever they are, they just go ahead and go. So why not steer them towards the places where they are most welcome? If you listen to Democrats, this is a horrible, racist culture and country. My God, I can't believe anybody would want to come to this horrible, horrible place. So it's really a public service to this sweet, sweet, nourishing illegal alien that we want to put them in the most tolerant places where they will not only be a growth to the economy, but they'll be welcomed with open arms. So, again, we are this. Of action would address everything the Democrats say is a problem in this country, and I would think they should be cheering it, but apparently, and I'm just speculating here, they like property values, and they like their property values high, so probably try and block them.
Derek Hunter, I'll say it even a little stronger. Apparently, white liberals like their children to go to all-white schools and grow up in all-white neighborhoods. Apparently, that's the case. And the reason I'm able to say that with such confidence is because I was the son of a conservative butcher on the Bronx borderline in Mount Vernon, New York, and grew up in a white neighborhood that was surrounded by an all-black town and wound up going to an all-black high school. And all my friends who I grew up with in synagogue, because I'm Jewish and I went to Hebrew school, all those Jewish kids were big liberals, and their parents supported school busing, which is what made Mount Vernon black and made Mount Vernon High School black. And my parents, who were relatively poor, working class, sent me to that all-black high school. But all my friends from Hebrew school all went to white private schools. Isn't it funny how liberals talk about stuff like that, but they never let their kids experience. They don't want their precious children to ever sit next to a black person or an illegal alien or a person with brown skin who doesn't speak English. They love them, but they don't ever want them in their neighborhoods or at their schools. Can you figure that out, Derek? I don't get it.
It's almost as though if it weren't for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all.
Exactly.
They, as long as the illegal aliens understand, make sure you rake all the leaves and put out all the trash, then they're perfectly fine with it, and they don't really care beyond that.
Right. Well, don't forget to wipe three times when you're cleaning my toilet. That's what a liberal would say. But yeah. They don't actually ever help an illegal ever become educated. Or they do sometimes. I just saw in New York today. Did you see this, by the way, Derek? In New York, they approved some bill that gives $27 million to help illegals who go to college reduce their tuition. But they turned down a bill to help children of parents killed, you know, angel moms and dads, anybody whose parents were killed by an illegal they wanted them to help too, and they wouldn't help them. Doesn't that just, what do you say to that? I don't get it.
Life is about priorities, and the Democrats are laying their priorities bare. It's to the point that it is almost more advantageous to be in this country illegally than it is to be a natural-born citizen. It's disgusting, but you have one political party moving heaven and earth to favor people who have no business being here, and the other political party, with the exception of the president, although his actions have been limited, cowering and running away from this fight. That's why I want the president to actually implement this busing program to dump the illegals in these sanctuary cities. It's their medicine. Make them take it. It's their own fault. It's a suppository. They're just going to have to deal with that reality.
All right, so let's move on to another topic. The person that I call the biggest mistake in the history of American politics. You remember Cleveland had the mistake by the lake? A lot of people made fun of Cleveland and called it that when the river was on fire. Well, Minnesota is the state of lakes, and the mistake by the lake is Ilhan Omar. She's the biggest mistake in the history of politics and has said the most outrageous things of any politician in my lifetime. I can't go back to 1776. I don't know what they've said forever, but nobody's ever made as anti-Jewish statements as Ilhan Omar, or as anti-Israel as Ilhan Omar. No one has ever said what she said the other day. She made light of 9/11 and said somebody did something to someone. And then she's triple compounded it all with new statements that have come out in the last day or two about Al-Qaeda and ISIS and Hezbollah. She says, we say them so strongly, like ISIS, Hezbollah, Al-Qaeda, and we don't say America that way. As if America is Hezbollah, America is ISIS. She really doesn't know the difference, does she?
No, she doesn't. It was, yeah, she got very tense. We say Al-Qaeda like this, ISIS like that. She's just saying it the way she goes through her head as she signs the check. It is, I mean, she went after Dan Crenshaw, a Navy SEAL who served in both Iraq and Afghanistan and lost his right eye to an IUD fighting terrorism, complaining that he wasn't doing enough for victims of terrorism. And now they're complaining, of course, her, Rashida Tlaib, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the trifecta of stupid over there on the left, are all claiming that this is somehow racist, and that's the genesis of all of this. First of all, Islam is not a race. You can convert to it. I can't convert to being black. Unless Rachel Dolezal counts, maybe all is forgiven and come out of hiding. But to sit there and paint herself as a victim, they're saying, well, she's getting death threats now. Death threats are horrible. That nobody should be threatening anybody's
life.
But I
get death threats. But
realistically,
big deal.
Somebody doing something to her.
Hey, Derek, hold on. We'll go to a break. Hang to the break. We'll get you on the other side, okay? I want to talk about her comments about Stephen Miller. I want to talk about Mayor Pete and his comments about Vice President Pence. We'll catch all of it on the other side with Derek Hunter from Daily Caller. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be
okay. Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Welcome back. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root on the USA Radio Network. Very special guest joining me right now. My good pal Steve Bucci from the...
with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, war is in the house. Wayne Manor, here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And by the way, I really do live in Las Vegas now. I used to always say Las Vegas, but in reality, I lived in Henderson, which is a beautiful suburb of Vegas, but I just moved to Summerlin, which is officially Las Vegas. My zip code is Vegas, 89134. Las Vegas, baby. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to healthcare, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. You can join them at any time. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you'll access health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty at any time, 365 days a year. I did. Thank God I did. You know, since I started telling this story about how I had three doctor visits last December, and all three were free because they were considered wellness visits, and then I got kidney stones, and I had to have surgery for the first time in my life, and be in a hospital operating room for the first time in my life, other than when I had my tonsils out when I was, you know, 6 years old or seven. I don't remember that. But really, the first, for all intents and purposes, the first time in my life in a hospital with surgery, with anesthesia, and Liberty took care of everything. And since I've said that, I get like 20, 30 emails a week asked me about Liberty HealthShare. What was the name of that company? What was the phone number? How do I get in touch with them? So the number is 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com. But I'm going to make it easier for everybody now. Because I know that 90% of all people that listen to the radio are doing it in their cars. So when you're driving, it's hard to remember any of these numbers. And then you get home and you say, how do I ever contact these people? Well, first of all, you can email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. That's easy, right? My name at Gmail, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Any one of my sponsors, if you can't remember their name but you want to join them, tell me what you heard and what your problem is, what you need them for. And I will be the one who deciphers who you need. And I'll say, oh, yeah, yeah, that's health insurance. That's Liberty. Oh, that's getting your body in shape. That's Synergetics. Oh, gold, silver, that's tangible. So just contact me, Wayne Root. And the other thing is my website, RootForAmerica.com. We've now added a new feature as of this week with all the sponsors on both my local Vegas show and my national radio show and my national TV show. Every single one of them are listed under sponsors at my website, RootForAmerica.com. Their phone number, their website, their contact information. So now it's easy. Now every ad you hear, just go to RootForAmerica.com or email WayneRoot@gmail.com and I'll let you know how to contact them. But Liberty is 855-58-LIBERTY. More good news. An attorney representing a White House civil servant being scrutinized by the House Oversight Committee. So I'm guessing that might actually be Jared, right? Jared Kushner, the son-in-law of the president, wants the security clearance applications of senior White House staff, including Valerie Jarrett, Jay Carney, and Ben Rhodes. You know what this means, right? I'm just guessing that this might be Jared, and I'm guessing that they never got security clearance. This whole thing is bull spit. It's all garbage. Everything that Obama did was okay, and everything that Trump did wasn't. Obama separated women and children at the border, and nobody cared. Trump does it. He's Hitler. It's ethnic cleansing. Trump doesn't get security clearance for people, and they say, oh, my God, they're walking in and out of the White House, and they have no security clearance. I'll bet you Obama never had security clearance for Valerie Jarrett in 8 years. That horrible woman, Valerie Jarrett, born in Iran. How do you know she was a spy for another country? But nobody ever suggested that. But Democrats suggest that Trump himself is a spy for Russia. Can you imagine how absurd that charge is? But it's not absurd to think Valerie Jarrett might have been a spy for Iran or the Muslim Brotherhood. That's her whole background, for God's sakes. And Ben Rhodes. Ben Rhodes, a fellow Jew like me whose entire goal in life seems to be destroying Israel. For 8 years he tried to destroy Israel. He's a liar. He's a dirty tricks liar who tried to ruin Israel and ruin healthcare in this country and lied, specialized in it, and bragged about it. As the PR guy for the Obama administration, the point man whose job was to go in front of the New York Times, the Washington Post, and lie through his teeth about Obamacare, and lie about the UN vote against Israel, and lie about the Iran deal. Creep. I'll bet he had no security clearance. You know why? Probably he's a pot smoker. Probably got arrested earlier in his life for pot smoking. I just wonder. The White House security application of Al Sharpton was also requested. I wonder why. You really believe in your heart Al Sharpton has the right to walk in and out of the White House with security clearance? He walked in and out 75 times, if I remember correctly. So that's great. Let's see how, let's stack our security clearances against your security clearances. Here it is. I didn't know any of this. I'm just guessing. According to Jordan Rhodes, Jordan Meadows, meaning Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows, both conservative congressmen, Ben Rhodes, a former senior national security and foreign policy advisor for the Obama administration, received a high-level security clearance despite a questionable background investigation that may have led the FBI to deny him an interim clearance. So he was the senior national security foreign policy advisor. You want to bet he was some drug addict or drug dealer in college? This is the guy who sold the Iran deal to the American people. Piece of garbage. You know he was a bad guy. Let me tell you something. If you don't think Valerie Jarrett was a bad person, Valerie Jarrett, I guarantee you, was treasonous to the United States of America.
Mm-hmm. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Less.